For nearly a month, indigenous communities have been blocking the bridge leading to the town of Larakeri in the restive Puno region of southern Peru. They're demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte.
It's her fault. That's why we are out here on the streets, because she betrayed us. She's killing our brothers with bullets, and all we have are slingshots.
A short distance away, the army has converted the town's bullfighting ring into a military base. They say the state of emergency allows them to be here, but they refuse to be interviewed on camera. Nevertheless, I ask if it's true that they plan to begin clearing the highways on Monday. An officer confirms that's indeed their mission. Some locals become angry and insist they have a right to paralyze the region, to pressure the president to resign and call for national elections.
We want to exercise a constitutional right, which is national insurrection. I come in peace, but I tell you, man to man, if you come here looking to confront us, things will be very different.
Before we were afraid, but not anymore. If they want to kill us, let them kill us. I have sons in the army. Look how they want to use my children.
The deployment of the army and the vow by many combatant indigenous communities to resist attempts to end their prolonged national strike has sharply increased tensions in Puno. And not just on land.
This is Lake Titicaca, the home of the Uros, more than 2,000 of them, who actually live on the lake. This is where the Inca Empire was founded, long before the Spaniards ever came here.
Rita Soana lives on one of the scores of tiny floating islands where locals make a living from tourism. But the current crisis is keeping tourists away. She says President Boluarte needs to resign to end the conflict.
We are the Uro, and we're also from Puno. We are the children of the lake where Peru was founded. So how dare she say that Puno is not Peru? She has offended us.
However unpopular the president, the ongoing strikes and roadblocks are taking their toll. It's a battle that may depend on which side can resist the longest. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Puno, Peru.